Welcome back to another study break episode. I'm your Monday host, Angelina, and I'm joined by a very special guest.
Hi, my name is Grace. I'm a senior at Monte Vista High School, which is in Cupertino, California.
And Grace and I met over the summer. If you guys have listened to previous episodes, I've had some other guests that we met at like the same program. It was a program at UPenn. It was called Leadership in the Business World. And yeah, through that program, we're able to meet a lot of cool people, and I'm so glad that I got to meet you, Grace. But today we're going to jump right in and talk about Grace's experience as a high schooler in the Bay Area and the pressures, burnout, and competition that can come with it. So for the listeners who don't really know what the Bay Area is, can you give like a quick description of it and maybe describe what people usually associate it with?
Bay Area is like in California. It's one of the more popular hotspots in California. Like, it has a very large population. It's just like the area around the San Francisco Bay and like just like that kind of surrounding area. But the one main thing the Bay Area is very unfortunately known for is for its very toxic competition. Kind of what happens from what I've seen personally is there's a lot of very big tech companies and those kind of companies around the Bay Area. Thus, these parents like encourage their children to work hard in high school, and it can kind of form like a bubble of competition there.
Yeah, definitely. And in terms of high school, I know like stereotypically people associate Bay Area high schools as like very, very like competitive and things like that. So how would you describe Monte Vista? Like, is it something stereotypical of the Bay Area?
In my eyes, it's very stereotypical of the Bay Area. Like, from what I personally noticed, there's a very, very large emphasis on like studying and like doing well in school, even if we are a public school. Like, a lot of our classes are definitely very, very hard in comparison to other high school classes, because just as a consensus, like, people at Monte Vista work very hard on their grades and academics and stuff like that. Something I've also noticed, this is kind of in more the college admissions realm. People at my school tend to do very, very well when applying for college. Like, we definitely have quite a few people getting into Berkeley and like other top 20 schools as well.
Yeah, for sure. And do you want to give the listeners a little like background of like how you've been at high school, like in terms of the classes you take? Do you tend to lean towards the harder side of classes and like also extracurriculars? Like, what do you take on?
Okay, for classes wise, I feel like just as a consensus, just like our whole school leans towards AP and like the more difficult side of classes. So I have definitely been doing that as well. For extracurriculars in school, like, I'm involved in the school FBLA team, as you can see behind me. And I also play basketball at school. Outside of school, I actually started a internship program with the Cupertino Chamber of Commerce, and like, we're recruiting interns and like helping out there, which is very fun. And I'm also part of a student organization, BACO. It's like career focused. I think it was founded in like 2011, 2015, but last year I was like the main organizer for the job fair. So it was like district wide. It was very, very fun. And we had like vendors like Stanford and like Tesla.
Wow. Okay, cool. And yeah, you guys are like, Silicon Valley is like, it's part of the Bay. It's like one of the areas in Bay Area, right? Okay. Yeah. So definitely there's a lot of those like tech companies. But I didn't know you played basketball. What?
It's kind of like more of a thing on the side, just like to keep myself active. I'm honestly like not really good. Like, I'm not good. But our school, like, you need to take 2 years of PE. And if you do 2 years of like a sport, you can bypass that PE credit. And I don't want to take PE for another year. So yeah, I've been playing basketball at school.
I see. Wait. And then just speaking of like athletics, is that a big thing at your school? Especially since it sounds like it's more on the academic side.
Thing about athletics is a lot of my friends are still in sports, like, because a lot of people don't want to take PE like at school. But just as a whole, like, our athletics are really bad. Like, our football team is very, very notoriously bad. And it was good last year, but in other years it wasn't amazing. There are certain sports teams that are actually like really good, even if they don't receive a lot of attention. Like, I know our tennis team, our girls tennis team, has been consistently doing well, and like our girls volleyball team is also doing really, really well. But yeah, just like stereotypical sports are like more like undercover at my school.
Okay, cool. And like, speaking of like all those extracurriculars, like sports and then schoolwork and then your social life, how do you balance all of it? And like, how do you deal with the stress that comes along with it?
For me personally, I feel like I like to prioritize. Like, if I have a lot of things that are like due a certain day, I kind of end up having to like prioritize which ones are like more urgent or like more important that I have to get done first. That way I can get all the important things done first, and then maybe the other things I can like look at other times I'm free to get them done. And also I feel like just like more on like the mental health side of things, like being able to take a break and like not always just be like work, 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 work. It's like, it's been like more helpful for me at least.
Yeah, for sure. And what are some ways like you de-stress? Like, do you hang out with friends or like listen to music?
Yeah, I hang out with friends. I have free second period, so it's been really fun, like going off campus and like going to Starbucks to study or something. It's much more fun than staying at school, at least. I also have two very cute cats I love spending time with. Yeah, they're, I know, I really like spending time with them. Like all my friends like to say, like sometimes I make them my whole personality, but it's okay. They're really cute. Also, like, this isn't as much now because of college apps, but I also really like watching TV shows. Like, I really love Grey's Anatomy, and I feel very passionately about that as well.
Oh my gosh, I was literally binging that like last weekend. What the heck? It's so good. Like, even if you watch it for the second time, it's like still so interesting. Yeah. I was gonna ask you, oh yeah, do you get to leave during lunch?
Yeah, we have an open campus during lunch, and then we technically have an open campus like every other time because we're outside, like we're an outside school, so
okay, right.
Just walk out.
Oh yeah, that's the thing with California schools, like I feel like most of them are outside. Like I can't imagine a school that's completely indoor.
Like, yeah, like how would you be able to leave for your free period if you're like trapped in there? Like,
yeah, and like all the stairs, like that sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah.
Anyways, okay, so when I first met Grace, she was really, really extroverted. I don't know if that was like the environment or like she's just like a really bubbly and energetic person. So I was just curious, like, how do you think like being in the Bay Area has like shaped that part of your personality? Do you think it pushed you more out of your comfort zone to be more on the extroverted side, or have you just always been like that?
I feel like I'm not 100% sure. I just feel like in the Bay Area, it's like a very predominantly Asian population, so I like feel very comfortable with myself and like my own culture and stuff like that, which obviously a lot of my friends from like other places have said they haven't seen that if they're like living somewhere where they're feeling more isolated. I guess that could contribute a little bit, but I'm just like the type of person who I love talking to people, like I love having fun. I just feel like, I don't know, I just feel like being able to just, I meet so many new people in the Bay Area, like, and being in these situations has, I don't know, contributed to who I am today.
Definitely. And just going on more of like maybe the negative side of things, like imposter syndrome is definitely something that high schoolers, a lot of the high schoolers or even college students can relate to. And for those who haven't heard of it before, imposter syndrome is where you essentially feel like a fraud, or you feel like you're not good enough because you're doubting your abilities compared to everyone else. So especially in areas like the Bay Area where it's very competitive, I was wondering like if that's something that's very common, and if so, how do you deal with it, or how would you recommend others to deal with that?
I feel like it's definitely very, very common in the Bay Area. Like we've had like we have basically we have like school newspaper and yearbook, and like this topic has been featured in the news, school newspaper and the yearbook, like multiple times, because in general just everyone's just trying their very best and trying to do all they can, which in turn can obviously feel like you're not doing enough compared to all of your friends and like stuff like that. But I feel like from my personal experience, at least, like, when I stopped, like, constantly talking about my classes and, like, my extracurriculars and grades, like, just, like, grind, like, with my friends, I was able to find more of, like, a work-life balance and, like, I don't know, if I felt more better about myself since I was able to connect with people on the more personal level. That's, like, what made me feel less imposter syndrome at the Bay Area. Okay, this is a funny side note. I actually felt much more imposter syndrome at Warren LBW than in the Bay Area, like, at all. Because I feel like in the Bay Area, like, at the end of the day, everyone's so diverse and everyone has their own experiences. And, like, everyone's just so different and, like, good in their own way that, like, in comparison to LBW, like, everyone's doing, like, business and, like, everyone's, like, kind of doing the same things from my point of view, whatever. Some advice I have for imposter syndrome, I guess, is just, like, instead of, like, focusing on other people, it's, like, better to focus on yourself and, like, what you've been doing and what you're proud of that you're doing, obviously, because at the end of the day, like, everyone's different in their own way, everyone's, like, their own individual, and obviously will succeed in their own way, like, in their life.
Yeah, for sure, that's great advice. And going back to your point about how, like, everyone at LBW, like, the program we did over the summer, they're all, like, we're all doing business, and some people have done, like, super, super, like, crazy things. Like, I had recently had, like, Dorothy on the podcast, and she, like, created her own, like, dragon fruit peel sanitary product, and, like, things like that where I heard about, like, their businesses or their, like, organizations, I'm, like, wow, like, you guys are, like, so cool. But then, at the same time, like, during the program, like, I kind of did what Grace was recommending. Like, I just tried to think, like, oh, I'm, like, I also deserve to be here because I have my accomplishments of my own. And it's, like, better to focus on, like, what I've done instead of, like, trying to compare myself to others. But, yeah, and also I wanted to circle back to how you mentioned, like, work and, like, social balance. Do you have any, like, tips on, like, managing the two, especially during college apps?
I feel like for me, again, the biggest thing is just, like, to try not to always talk about work when you're, like, with your friends, because I feel like that just creates so much unnecessary stress, and then when you're, like, supposed to have fun, you end up, like, feeling bad about yourself and stuff like that. But I don't know, for me personally, I've seen myself have a lot less fun with college apps, like, now that, like, college apps is, like, getting really, really, like, prevalent, like, I feel like my weeks are a lot more boring and compared to, like, previous times, and, like, it's just, like, a lot less fun. But something I like to do is, like, when school ends, like kind of earlier, like, I like to go to, like, Starbucks or, like, somewhere else, like, somewhere out to study or, like, work on my college apps, because I feel like when I'm obviously more focused and I'm, like, out compared to, like, right next to my bed, but, like, you know, like, with a matcha, like, with my computer, like, it's also just really, really, like, it makes it a little bit more fun, in my opinion.
Yeah, definitely. And do you, like, enjoy, like, doing these, like, study, like, sessions or, like, college app sessions with, like, friends, or, like, is it more, like, solo time?
The thing is, if I'm with friends, I'm so much less productive. Like, I always end up, like, going off track or, like, gossiping with them or, like, talking to them. So for college app, when I actually need to, like, work, like, I usually do them up.
Yeah, definitely. That's relatable. Yeah, I always find myself going off topic if I'm working with someone else. But at these cafes, you order matcha. So I wanted to ask you, like, do you, like, how much do you sleep each night? And, like, do you try to drink coffee or, like, some sort of caffeine, like matcha, to help you stay up if you have a lot of work to finish?
I've actually been trying to fix my sleep schedule. Like, I sleep on an average from, like, 6 to 8 hours per night. I'm trying to sleep at 1 every night, like, between 12 to 1. That's my goal. I wake up at 8, by the way, because my school's really close. Like, I bike to school, like, on some days. But I really, like, don't really know if caffeine, like, has an impact on me. Like, I really don't like the taste of coffee. I really just drink matcha because I like it. Like, I think it tastes good. But if it makes me energetic, like, that's another benefit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, matcha over coffee, like, every single day. I agree. Yeah, but what about, like, compared to your peers? Like, I feel like sometimes people make it this weird competition at school. They're just like, oh, I slept 5 hours last night, and then someone else is like, oh, really, I slept 3 hours. Like, is that something that you see in your Bay Area high school?
I mean, I feel like when they do, it's like, it's not really, like, something people, like, want to top, like, be proud of, you know what I mean? Like, it's more so just, like, sometimes people have a test that's, like, really big and they pull an all-nighter, or, like, sometimes it's just, like, stay up a little late. But I don't really see, like, that kind of, like, I obviously see that, like, competition stuff, like, I see people talk about online, but I haven't seen them, like, personally in my life. And I feel like, honestly, if I do sleep too late and I don't get enough sleep, like, I'm so much less energetic, like, the whole day. And then, so, for me, in my opinion, like, I just, like, take that out, like, sleep a little earlier, you know.
Yeah, honestly, sometimes if it's too late, at some point you need to just, like, stop doing work, like, give up on doing work and just go to sleep. Yeah, for sure. Okay, going on to a slightly different topic. Okay, a more fun question. Have you met any, like, famous Silicon Valley person or, like, celebrity before?
Okay, I've been to a Warriors game, and I saw the basketball players from a distance. And also, the very fun fact, Apple Park is actually, like, 10 minutes from my house. So I went there to study, like, one or two times, like, over the summer, and it was really fun.
I saw on your Instagram, like, spam account, like, you posted from, like, some place that had, like, all glass.
Yeah, well, that's Apple Park.
It's so nice. It's, oh, my God.
A spaceship kind of thing. And then there's, like, a little cafe, and, like, I got the Apple Park matcha, and it was, like, very fun.
Oh, gosh. Wait, that's so nice. Okay, another tip for you guys, like, if you have trouble studying, like, if you're in, like, a public area, or if you're in, like, just, like, a pretty or, like, aesthetic place, it might help you to be a little bit more productive. I don't know. That's what I found, at least. But, yeah. So, you mentioned a little bit earlier in the episode, like, sometimes the Bay Area can feel like a sort of bubble. And, like, in terms of, like, the racial demographic, it's definitely mostly Asian. So, like, how do you think that's affected? Like, I know you mentioned earlier, like, it's helped you feel more comfortable with your culture, but has it made it difficult for you to, like, meet people from other diverse backgrounds?
I feel like, okay, so as background information, Bay Area has a lot of East and South Asians, and that's our main racial demographic. For me, at least, like, it's, like, obviously I don't have any, like, problems with meeting people with, like, other, like, who are, like, diverse and, like, different backgrounds, but, like, I haven't really been able to meet that many diverse people, like, besides, like, different Asian people, like, within the Bay Area. So I feel like going to LBW for me was a very nice experience, as I was able to meet people from all over the US and, like, talk to them about their, like, experiences and stuff like that. But one thing I really like about the Bay Area personally is that I feel like I feel very culturally represented. Like, our school hosts many events that cater to the South Asian and East Asian, like, demographic. So obviously we have a lot of features and our own cultural heritage, and, like, we have many events at our school that is catered to all of these, like, cultural events like holidays that happen throughout the year. So that's very nice. Like, for example, my school offers AP Chinese. Like, it offers, like, a Chinese program with actually, like, very good teachers who actually, like, speak Chinese and, like, are, like, from China. So I feel like that has been very, very good in helping me connect with my culture and my roots, like, throughout high school. Also, for the more South Asian viewers, our school hosts, like, Spotlight on India, which is, like, a whole event where all of the Indian dance teams are able to, like, perform and, like, showcase our culture. At our school, we have, like, Bhangra and Daz and, like, etc.
Yeah, that sounds really cool. I think it's really interesting to see just, like, the difference between, like, the Bay Area and, like, a SoCal area, because I'm from San Diego. So I think it's more diverse here. And, for example, like, we don't have AP Chinese at our school. So we don't have, like, a bunch of, like, cultural, like, South Asian or, like, East Asian events. So, yeah, it's really interesting to hear that the Bay Area has those events. It's really fun. But just moving on to a slightly different topic, something else that a lot of people think of when they think of the Bay Area is, like, how expensive it is. So, like, what has your experience been like with that? Like, is it as expensive as people think it is?
I mean, from my experience, yes. I think one thing about the Bay Area is our housing prices are actually very, very atrocious. Like, houses sell for, like, millions of dollars over here, like, even for, like, this tiny, like, one-story house. Like, the same house you could get, like, in the Bay Area, you could get significantly cheaper from, like, any other place in like the US, I think. So from what I've heard, realtors make a lot of money at the Bay Area. So if you're interested in real estate, like move over here, like you make a lot of money. But also just like in general, I feel like our stuff is very expensive. Like obviously I haven't really lived in other places that much to like know for sure. But first of all, our gas is $5 per gallon. Like I don't know how bad that is, but like I think that's pretty expensive because it's like $100 for a full tank. Like I don't know. Just stuff like that. Like the Bay Area is just very, very expensive to live in from what I've noticed.
Yeah, for sure. And like, do you see a lot of Teslas driving around? I know that's kind of a stereotype, but like, yeah.
Yes, there's people who literally want to drive Teslas to school. And when I went to Apple Park, like there was like so many Teslas, like even more than normal. And I was like, wow, like this is like the stereotype really is real, you know?
Oh my gosh, that's so funny to hear about. I feel like in SoCal there are like Teslas, but like not everywhere you turn. So I've never been to the Bay Area, so I definitely want to see that for myself. But just to wrap the episode up, I wanted to ask you a question. So like, how has living in the Bay Area and growing up there shaped you as a person in terms of like your beliefs and your values? And like, do you feel pressure to go down a specific path in life because of that?
I feel like even if the Bay Area is very, very STEM, like everyone's like a CS kid here, like I'm not very like pressured into going down that field. Like for me, at the end of the day, like even if our high schools are so much more competitive and I feel like I have to work really, really hard for the same, like for like just classes, like I feel like it's helping me develop as a person and like teaching me skills on like how to work hard and how to study for college. So like kind of putting a positive spin on things, like being around so many good people actually like and motivated people like motivates you to be better. And I feel like honestly living in the Bay Area has made me the best person I could have been because I'm surrounded by so many like motivated individuals who, you know, want to succeed just as much as I do. And I feel like just as a consensus, like being around those types of people has made me a better person as well.
Yeah, I love like how you're able to have a positive outlook on it, because I know it gets really easy to only focus on the negative things. But yeah, just to wrap the whole episode up, thank you so much, Grace, for being here today. I really appreciate you taking the time to talk with me. And yeah, you had like a lot of interesting insight about the Bay Area that I never knew before. So yeah, thank you so much. Please make sure to tune in next Monday for a new episode. And yeah, talk soon. Bye.